Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Hello, hey. Good.
Doing great.
Oh, what a day, hey. It's 9:23 at the moment at time of recording, and this US election is getting crazy.
I know, getting close. I feel like we're closer to
a Biden win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This feels like the moment in Australian politics when Malcolm Turnbull was scrambling for seats. You know,
like against Peter Dutton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
This feels like what's happening right now with Biden and Trump.
I mean, this is far more consequential. But yeah.
I agree.
Still, same.
Yeah, I love political fights are just so entertaining.
They're right up your alley for some reason.
The drama.
It fascinates you.
The theatre.
Well, I feel so ripped off because I was so excited yesterday, went home, watched it all day, spent 10 hours watching it for no result. This today feels like the grand finale. This is it.
Question, have you ever watched a documentary, because I don't know if there is one, on how they count the votes in America? Like, I was just seeing footage on the TV just then and they had a camera set up of everyone in high-vis counting votes and whatnot. Do they have a protocol of, like, it must be filmed, like, security passes?
No, I don't think so.
It'd be interesting. Well, I was wondering this yesterday because so many votes, over 150 million Americans cast a vote. So, like, in some of the stock footage, you see machines doing it. In other ones, you see, like, people individually opening the envelopes and then, like, spreading them out. But it's like, you raise a good point. How do they do it?
Well, I only know because my mum and my sister, they actually worked the Queensland elections that just happened on the weekend. They always do the elections.
Yeah.
And they obviously are all hand counted and do it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought it'd be interesting to know a documentary behind the scenes of how it's all done.
Well, you're half American, Crevo. You should know.
Well, my understanding is it's different in every state.
Yeah, right.
Because in that way, Americans are absolutely mad.
See, that's half of America's problem.
What?
Well, having different states doing things completely different for something as big as voting, like for the president. Like, totally. At least with Australia, well, it's uniform.
We got a taste, at least, though, with the whole lockdown situation, like states doing what they want. So imagine that on a scale times
50.
A million.
Was it 52 like, states?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's gotten so, like, the way, like, not only are the votes counted differently, it's like the order in which, you know, different parts of the process happens is different. Everything's different in different states. You can cross a state line and the rules, the laws, everything is wildly different. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It seems crazy. Anyway, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And I don't think it'll change because in a lot of ways, there's a heck of a lot of traditionalists in America.
Yeah. Yeah, America doesn't like change, really, does it?
In a lot of ways, no.
It doesn't. Well, we have to go and get our, like, air check
from our
right
boss.
Now, from our big boss.
They'll either give us a high five or a tap on the
down
wrist.
Down low. Sorry, guys. Not good.
Not good. You've broken all of these rules.
Yeah, he listens to the whole show, picked at random the show, and then he, like,
critiques
evaluates
it
and critiques it.
Breaks it down.
Do you know what I want to start introducing? We should ask him today. A score out of 10.
Ah, that's fun.
On the meter.
Yeah.
Out of 10, where we sit, Simon.
Do you know what? It's a good measure, I think, to deal with these air checks.
Yeah, it is.
Like, do you want that?
You know what? Keep a tally, though, so if someone needs to record it, I can be the recorder, and then we can see how we go each week.
You hate them, don't you?
No, I don't hate air checks. I like air checks.
When they go well.
You know what? No. Well, yeah, of course, naturally. But, like, I don't like, I hate, like, the pointless chit-chat before a meeting.
Yeah, but that's the buttering up time.
I hate it. That's the bit I hate in meetings. So I'm more like, get in there, okay, yep, straight to business.
Totally
this is, no worries.
Agree.
And
time
out.
Is money.
That's my issue. I don't have a problem being
I
told, hey.
I don't mind having a chat.
I do. You love it. Yeah, I know.
It creates a good vibe, you know?
I just don't like to get involved in the meeting side of things.
Yeah. Do you know what? You almost had the best excuse ever to get out of it today.
Yeah, it's true. What actually, happened, Jay? I could still leave if I chose, but I'm not a wimp. Like,
and you could leave, not be involved, go home with what just happened to you.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
And nobody would ask a single question.
Nah, they wouldn't.
What happened?
Because you're on the blobs at the moment, aren't you?
The blobs? What? Is that what?
That's terrible.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Never. Who's taught you that word?
I don't know. Jay, does never
Emmy
heard that
call
before?
It the blobs?
No, it's just a colloquialism. It traps, yeah. Yeah, it's
must
just
be a guy thing. I've
it's just
never
a
heard that.
Colloquialism.
Oh, well, I've got my monthlies.
You chauvinistic pig, Crevo.
Oh, I don't care.
I don't think
that's
an offensive thing.
I've just never heard it before.
It's like I would say it's almost like a light-hearted allusion to what it is.
I know nothing about periods. I don't know what they look like, what happens. Never had to deal with that.
Well, yeah, you're a man.
No, like I haven't
Googled it.
I'm gay, so my partner has never had them.
Mm.
So what happened? You had an accident at work.
Yeah, I had an accident. So I was looking at my underwear. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to take them off. So I was in the cubicle. I took my shoes off, my leggings off.
That was an explosion.
Took the undies. No, well, I got my monthly. So then I thought, okay, I'm just not even going to salvage these because I had my baby wipes on hand. So I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to put them in the sanitary bin. I think that's okay.
Goodbye.
And then,
goodbye,
then,
old friends.
You know, a baby wiped up.
Cleaned yourself back
put
up.
Put my leggings back on. So there's only leggings separating us right now. No extra layers.
Did you go through a process throwing the undies in the
They were
sanitary
a nice
bin?
Pair. They were
there's
a great pair.
Actually nothing worse than chucking out some really comfy, good quality undies.
That there was nothing. There was no holes. They were perfect, you know, comfy undies. So they're gone now. And I can't wait to go home and...
You're really mourning them.
Have
Sorry.
A shower,
have
and,
a shower and a nap. I really have felt exhausted last 2 days. That's how I knew it was coming, actually.
Just tired.
Tired. I've just been sleeping.
Oh, well. Well, look, enjoy. We'll end it on that note, I think.
Yeah, sorry for grossing you out. Keeping it real on this show.
Let's do the update of what we got in our air check tomorrow on the podcast.
That's a bit of fun.
It's a little rolling behind the scenes content for you.
You can be the judge if you think we did as good or as bad as the boss.
Yeah, yeah. Like, listen and tell us. You can critique us. But what I think we'll do, we'll ask him to rate us out of 10. New system.
All I like it.
Very good. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jay, Maddie, and Crevo,
the Novos. Oh, good morning, team. Welcome to Thursday.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning,
look
Jackson.
At us getting through the week.
Morning.
Hello, Hamish. How are you?
Oh, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Wow. Hey, team.
What a night. What an exciting night. Jade, first of all, get your glory out of the way.
Yes!
Queensland won.
Queenslanders! Origin. 18-14. Wow.
Oh, down just
It was so enough. Exciting. Oh, the game was amazing.
Yeah, on your big TV.
Yes.
Your first Origin on your big TV. How was it?
Yeah, it was great.
Did you see every detail?
Yeah, every single detail. Ben was like, you know, fist pumping the air. It was just great. Honestly, it was scary at first, though. I almost turned off. I was thinking, oh, we're going to lose, but nah.
10-0, half time.
Came back strong. Good old Wayne Bennett.
Crevo and I, the election.
Watching something totally different.
Man, that thing, what a nail biter. I was watching it too much yesterday. I think I spent over 10 hours watching
the election coverage streaming NBC from the States, but wow.
I was about six hours maybe.
That's so, full on.
Yeah.
Hamish, Biden's almost there, isn't he? There's a much clearer path for Biden than there is for Trump right now.
Yeah, look, and there's, and CNN and a few other people are calling Wisconsin for Biden, although Donald Trump is demanding a recount of that one. It's all coming down to the absentee ballots. The ballots that were mailed in, and generally they favour Biden. So, you know, in some states they're counted after the election day vote. So, you know, we're not getting an exactly clear picture of it until they're counted as well. And they're a significant number, the millions of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's not discount those ones. But yeah, it looks like Pennsylvania could go to Donald Trump. That's 20 electoral votes. But if Biden can secure Wisconsin and Michigan, both of them would be 25 electoral college votes. So edges him closer, but then it'll fall to Nevada and Arizona, and that's
razor thin leads at the moment.
Both could claim victory mathematically at this stage, but Biden is just ahead.
Trump tried to in the middle of the night last night.
I know.
Too soon.
Oh well, look, Biden did the same thing.
No, he didn't.
He absolutely didn't.
Oh, I thought he was like, oh, we've got this, we've got this.
He didn't quite claim victory like Donald Trump did. Donald Trump said, "We've already won this." It's like, well, no.
It was like, be patient.
Yeah.
You know,
but then he said, but we've got this. We've got, what I think he was saying, oh, we've got Pennsylvania.
Jade, just accept you're wrong, Dale. You're wrong.
No, he's not right on this one. You know what? I don't care.
He just said he was confident. Didn't claim a win.
Yes. Thank you.
Same thing in my book.
And did you see that? Did you see that sniveling? That snivelling little lapdog, Mike Pence, at the end.
Which one's he?
The vice president.
Oh, yeah.
After Donald Trump did his little, like, hoo-ha, we've won, Pence tried to reel it back a little bit by saying, oh, we see a path to victory.
That's
slightly different.
Speaking of presidencies, though, there's something I've got to talk to you about, which is nothing related to any... you know, global scale decision making processes.
Oh, I thought we were doing a 3-hour election special here today.
No, 3-hour election special. No, this is something a little bit closer to home that people might be interested in. And it's got to do with the president vote, and it has to do with me. So,
with you?
Yes.
You move into America.
Nothing to do with that. Although the world would probably be a better place.
Did you say that about yourself?
13-10-09. Actually, no, we're not calling for the phones here.
Okay.
Jade,
Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And Jade, we're talking your pickleball presidency.
Jade, Maddie, Creepo, the Novos.
Yeah, this is all because big news for Hunter Pickleball. We've got our notice out for the annual general meeting, which is coming up later on in November, and they're saying all members to come along because some positions need to be filled, like the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and three committee members. So the panel's wide open.
Oh, wow.
And I've been considering running. Because
of course, president. You can. You always go for the top position, right?
Yes. Well, that's how my mum raised me.
Top dog.
You always got to go for the best position, the leader. Like in a theatre production, you always go for the lead, and then if you don't get the lead, you get the next best.
Because there's no point in going into anything thinking, my top goal is to be number two.
Yeah, no, not at all.
That's never a good idea. Always go for number one.
Not how I was raised, okay? That's why I'm probably...
Hungry for success.
Ambitious, I'm confident, and, always...
You go, girl. Are you reading your affirmations there, Jade?
No, I'm not, actually. But the thing is... I've been thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, president, it's a big job. I've never been president of a club before, but I'm very passionate about pickleball.
First question for you, Jade. What duties are involved if you do, in fact, secure the presidency?
Well, this is the thing I don't know. And I was talking to my mum about this, right? And mum said, well, why don't you contact the current president and ask him?
Is he running for re-election?
I'm not sure if John's going for re-election.
He can't be doing that.
I know he's had some health woes, so... I think
he might be an easy. He's a sitting duck.
He's an easy takedown. So, no. In all seriousness, I hope. I think he's feeling a lot better. But I don't know if.
But you could always.
If I should contact him about that.
You know
that.
What? You could always cast doubt into people's minds. Oh, yeah, you can. He's not doing too well.
Now, the folk at Pickleball, Jade, I've watched you rise through the ranks from rookie through to possible president.
Celebrity ambassador.
They've been coveting you for these types of administration positions for quite a while now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it'll take a lot of time, right? It's not just a little... you know, once a week hobby.
No.
So you have no idea what's involved.
Well, no, I do know. Okay, so obviously, like, I think I'll need a gavel, I'm assuming. So for the major decisions that get made, like if we need new pickleball nets, you know, monitoring, going to the treasurer, hey, mate, like, how much do we have in the kitty? All right, let's look at
do they have, like,
equipment?
One of those little cash boxes?
I think so. All the money is, like, in one of those little, like, the little black ones that you buy from the dollar
but
shop.
I was sussing out, you know, with the secretary the other day. I said, oh, are you running again? She's like, oh, maybe, but, you know, my position's up. I was like, oh, okay. So I've been sussing out all the other roles as well, but I just don't know because my mum and my husband, Ben, big decision running for president, and they said, look, Jade, they're like, I think you got a bit much on your plate and you shouldn't overcommit yourself just yet. Let someone who's retired take on the role.
Yeah,
and I was
okay. They don't understand the amount of glory you would get because, like, you've seen, well, hey, there's all this... you know, presidential stuff happening in America now.
Yeah.
Like, you're driving around in a luxury SUV.
Oh, look, we don't... there's no club cars.
You're waving at people.
But you know what?
Signing autographs.
You know what I would like to do?
Doing photos.
I'd like to give myself a reserved plaque. There's something about getting... you know when you go to a pull-up at a RSL and they've always got the, you know, president...
Oh, Jade, the members. Small things. You're all about... you're all about the pageantry of the whole thing. What about the heart? Work.
There's no president parking at the moment.
No, that's what I mean. I'd make it happen. But no, but in all seriousness, no.
First order of business. Giving myself a parking spot and a car allowance.
Yeah, it would
be
good.
A fuel card.
No, well, look, I studied event management and I was actually thinking about it.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, jokes aside. I've got that behind my belt, and I was thinking to myself, you know what, we're hosting the championships coming up early next year.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, I could put my event management skills to good use and put on, like, make Newcastle proud and put on a really good tournament. So I don't know, I'm considering it.
Okay, I don't think you should do it.
Really?
Think about what you've got on your plate currently. You're an amateur celebrant.
Yep.
You haven't finished your course yet.
I'm almost there.
Yeah, but you've been almost there for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Radio star.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're already...
like doing appearances and stuff like that.
Oh, when?
Like...
at home.
You're already the celebrity ambassador for pickleball. That's another role that's very time intensive.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
You've
got
to do the pickleball itself, like go and play the games every week.
I think that's about it.
Don't do it, Jade. Okay. You'll have a nervous breakdown.
I sort of want you to do it because I want to see the power go to your head. I think it'd be funny to watch.
Oh, well, don't do it, Jade.
I got some thinking to do.
Yeah, no.
I'll keep you posted, but I don't know. Not looking good.
No, Lads versus Lasses up next. On offer today, we have a $50 Anaconda gift card for the winning gender. Lads currently leading this game 29 points to 27 for the Lasses. General knowledge questions. The winning sex will walk away with the prize. If you want to play, 13-10-09.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yep, on offer today, we have a $50 Anaconda gift card for the winner of Lads versus Lasses. We do have a lad today, so we need a lass this morning. If you want to play 13-10-09, and Jady, the women are letting you down.
I know.
Look
come
at this.
On, ladies.
29 to 27.
Yeah, 27. We can do it, girls. 13-10-09. Represent our sex this morning. But right now, we're going to Bano. He hates spiders and cheaters. Who doesn't? They're terrible. And his karaoke song is something from Cold Chisel.
There he is. Hello, Benno.
Hey, g'day, guys.
Hey, man. So, did you watch the State of Origin last night?
A little bit. Doesn't really interest me that much.
Oh, really? What interests you more?
Car racing.
What?
Car racing.
Oh, cool. Do you get behind the wheel yourself?
Oh, yeah, out in the street.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
that's good.
What are you doing, Benno? What car do you drive, Benno?
I've got a V8 Ford and a Turbo Ford.
Of course you do. Ooh. Of course you do. Very good. Yeah. All right, let's do it. $50 Anaconda voucher. You'll love that one. Question one for Benno and Jade.
All right. Who played the character Summer Roberts on the TV show The OC?
You'd watch The OC.
It was Rachel Bilson. Okay, question number two. In what year did Jennifer Hawkins win the Miss Universe competition? Was it A, 2009, B, 2004, or C, 2011?
2004.
Yep, that's
correct.
Right.
One on the board for Benno.
Excellent work, man.
He likes it. Do you like Jennifer Hawkins, Benno? She's a good-looking woman, isn't she?
Oh, 100%.
She is very beautiful. We still do need a female on 13-10-09. If you want to play, this is the last question for the lads, and then they'll win by default. Okay, question three. The brand Bondi Sands make a range of what?
Clothing?
No. Self-tan and skincare. But that's already got one on the board for the lads, Benno.
Hold the line, Benno. You do have a challenger this morning, Creeper.
Yeah, that's right. It's Elizabeth, who is a huge Home and Away fan and thinks she can take down Benno this morning. How you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. All right, you ready for your questions?
Yes.
Excellent. Number one, what was the final score of last night's State of Origin?
Oh, I fell asleep. Let's go 20-16.
No, incorrect. All right.
18-14.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right, question two. True or false, cement and concrete are actually the same thing, just different brands.
True.
No, that's false. Sorry about that.
One more chance.
Now, this is your last chance. I do have to emphasise, Elizabeth, if you don't get this correct, the lads win instantly. If you do get it correct...
Huh? No, because he's only got one.
Yeah. Oh, it goes to a tiebreaker.
Correct.
Yeah, if you don't get this right. All right, here we go.
Okay.
It's all to play for here. In cricket, what does a dolly mean?
Sorry, Elizabeth.
It's an easy catch taken by Fielder.
Benno, brother, you've won.
Get in there.
All yours.
$50 Anaconda gift card. You take that away. And more importantly, another gold star for the lads.
Awesome, guys.
Thanks, Benno. Enjoy that, mate. Appreciate it. There you go. Wow, Jay, we've hit the 30 mark now. We've struck ahead. We've struck
terrible,
gold.
Terrible.
Very
terrible.
Good.
Looks good to me.
It's all right. Tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah, a lot of ground to cover, though, Jade. You're like Trump, you know, you lasses.
Possible.
You possible.
A long way to go to win.
Excuse me, you don't go counting the votes until they're all in.
Jade, Maddie and Greevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Greevo.
Jade, Maddie and Greevo, the Novos.
So, guys, I was looking around on Netflix the other day for something just lighthearted.
Yeah.
Something that I can watch in, like, 20-minute blocks and just be done with it, you know?
Yeah.
While I'm eating lunch or whatever. I came across this show called Champions, right? And it's about this... It had a couple of actors in it that I knew from other shows.
So you're like,
shows.
Oh, we'll give it a go.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
Give it a go.
I was like, I like that guy. He's quite good. Anyway, I watched it. It's all right. But one of the premises of this show is that this young guy, right, he has a kid, but he doesn't know about it until he finds out the kid's already 6 years old and basically turns up at his door to live with him.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be your worst nightmare, just finding out that you have a kid out there?
So is this a fake TV show?
Yeah, it's just a comedy.
It's a drama.
It's a comedy drama sort of thing. And I thought, you know what, this is a storyline that's used in so many movies and TV shows.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. But it's so, I think it so rarely happens in real life. But I was like, I bet out there in Newcastle there is someone who's found out that they had a kid, but a lot later in life. Total surprise.
You know who that's happened to? The lead singer from Aerosmith.
Really?
Yeah, Liv Tyler. It wasn't until she was, like, I think in her teenage years that she realised that it was her dad.
Well, that's quite interesting.
You know, well, they look very similar.
Like...
when you see the pictures, you're like, okay.
This happened to a girl who I went to school with. So she had the baby, didn't tell the guy. It was a friend of mine, like a casual acquaintance. Didn't tell him for over 5 years. He didn't want the child, so he thought, no, like, we can't do this, we're not ready. She ended up moving away, having the baby, and then, like, pretty much surprising him with it.
Wow.
Which I thought was very slack.
Well, yeah, there's all sorts of emotions would go through your head.
Mm.
Like, in this show, the guy, like, deals with it pretty well. But 131009, have you found out that you have a kid later in life? Or maybe it's the other way around. You didn't know who your real dad was until later
down
in
the
life.
Down
the track. We'd love to hear stories, because I'd be fascinated to talk to somebody who this has happened to in real life, not just a movie.
Excellent. Taking your calls after this.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
13:10 this morning, we want to know, did you find out you had a child later in life?
Jay, Maddie, Grievo, the Novos.
Yeah, it's a bit of a long shot, I know, because I don't think this happens all that much, but I'd just love to talk to someone who's been involved in this situation. Maybe with a kid who finds your long-lost parent, or maybe you're the parent who's like, oh, my God, what is going on here?
Well, and I just mentioned the Aerosmith saga, right? So Liv Tyler, she was 10 when she went to see her father in concert. But she didn't know that Steven Tyler, who's the lead singer, was actually her dad. So she met him, and then she asked her mother, you know, is that my dad? Because she was never told who her dad was. And her mum said, yeah, that is actually your dad, because they looked so similar.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
To recognise that it might be your parent just by the look, that's some instinctual stuff going on there, isn't it?
They say, like, obviously we don't have kids, but I've spoken to someone once before and they said that you have, like, this bizarre connection. So my next door neighbour, right, real quick, so she had a baby, but it was raised by her sister. So when she met her child, who was being raised by her sister, the child had no idea that she was her mum.
Yeah.
She said to her biological mum, she was like, oh, do you, anyway, it doesn't matter.
She could recognise
straight away.
The instinct
knew straight away.
And she was like, why do I feel so much more closer to you than my mum? And she's like, well, I'm your biological mum.
Crazy story.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of flipped then, isn't it? So the kid didn't know, but the parent did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here we go. We've got some calls, guys. Let's speak to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. So tell us, did this happen to you or...?
Yes, it did.
And what went on?
I found out I had a daughter that's 25 that I didn't know existed.
25.
Oh, my God. And how was, like, the emotion through it all? And do you have a good relationship now? What's the situation?
Yeah, it was very emotional. Yes, I do have a good relationship with her now.
Wow, that's amazing.
I found out I had 3 grandkids.
Mm. Oh, my God. You've got, like, a whole new family out of this.
Yes.
Mark, what was it like, the moment? Like, what feelings did you go through when you got the knock on the door and, you know, all of this was presented to you? Did you believe it at first, or did you think maybe they're taking you for a ride? Like, what was the go?
Mate, she found me on a site through Facebook.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. See, isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks so much for sharing.
Do you know who the mother is, Mark?
Yes, I'm back with the mother.
Oh,
get out!
Happy families again, eh?
Oh, how good is that?
Wow. What a story.
For calling and sharing.
Mark.
That's
appreciate
amazing.
That. Wow. That's full circle, isn't it?
Yeah. Sure is.
Wow. 25 years after they got back together. Interesting. Love It or Loathe It up next, guys. And we're talking eating fast food in bed. I'll explain more after this.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Getting Creepo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. And that is, guys, eating in bed.
3, 2, 1, go.
I loathe it.
Creepo hates it. I love it. I don't mind it. So I've done it on the odd occasion.
I've been feeling very guilty. So I've been eating a lot in my room. So, like, it'll be like I'll be having, like, a movie day or whatever, and I'll order pizza, and I'll just, you know, prop it up on my bed, sit up, and enjoy the meal whilst watching the movie.
Aww.
I'm feeling guilty, though, because I keep doing it. I did it last night, yet again, ordered KFC direct to the bed. But I would come across this website, right, because I'm, like, looking at buying a new mattress.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know what, this has to stop. So I'm looking at this site called Ecosa, who make these really good mattresses. My back is screwed, so I thought, I've got to splurge on a mattress and just get something decent for once. Anyway, one of the benefits of this mattress,
yeah,
is that they go into, like, I guess it's not a benefit, but it's basically saying that if you eat in bed, it actually, like, makes you sleep less. Like, it attributes to your bad sleep. It goes into it. They've done a psychological study into, like, eating in bed and, like, the links between that and bad sleep.
Well, it makes sense because you're not meant to eat in bed, really. You should keep your two worlds separate. You eat in the dining room or the lounge room, and then bed's purely for sleeping.
Well, it says there are also a couple of detrimental psychological effects of eating in bed. Who would have thought, right? The more often you eat in bed, the more your body associates the space with activities other than sleeping.
Yeah.
I believe that.
This could be watching Netflix on your laptop, using social media, or a number of other activities that you do while eating in bed. All of these can disrupt your sleep. So instead of associating your mattress and pillow with a good night's rest, your body ends up wide awake, anticipating other activities.
Like a big bucket of KFC.
So
yes, I've got to stop eating in bed.
Yeah, maybe there's nothing wrong with your mattress, and it's the fact that you just need to cut out eating in bed.
Well,
maybe you could save yourself some money.
And, you know, oh, that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Cut out the Netflix.
I love this one. Eating in bed can also lead you to overeat. Let's face it, we almost never just eat in bed. We're probably online reading a book or watching a movie, and before we realise that, we've already eaten way more than we normally would because we're preoccupied.
Do you believe that as well?
Yeah. You know what? I will eat chocolate bullets.
What was
in
I?
Bed,
yeah,
I'll go through a whole packet without knowing.
What was I doing last night? Watching the election in bed,
with a
filling my time with a big, big bucket of KFC.
Was KFC last
you know
night?
What? You need a man.
Yeah, well, nobody's going to put up with that. Let me tell you.
No.
So, as part of it, if you do meet a man, and, you know, if you're single and thinking Maddie's hot stuff, then he won't eat in bed with you. Like, you guys will have
no, absolutely
romantic
not.
Dinners.
Would you do that? Would you cut out eating in bed for
the right,
yeah,
man.
The right person?
Of course. See, the thing is, with my ex, the one I was with for like 5 years, we used to, our like thing was eating Domino's in bed together on a Sunday, watching The Simpsons. So I've been doing it for a long time, but it is disgusting. I've got to stop.
Break the habit, Maddie.
Break the habit.
Then, like, anyway. A bit of pepperoni falls on the sheet. Oh, you have to, like, oh. Pick it off.
I put a little towel down.
Oh,
like,
do you?
First.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't.
No, you don't. You're sicko. You just
flicking off the cheese.
No, I'm a clean eater.
Oh, good. Like, okay.
Anyway. Yeah, you just save it for later if it drips into your belly button.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Time's up. Hold on. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Guys, on 13.10.09, we want to know when your plants have attacked. This is because a poor man, he was cycling and he somehow fell into a cactus or cacti. And he was just covered in, like, I don't know if you've ever been stabbed by a cactus, but they hurt. And it's actually parts of it have broken off and actually stuck into him on his arms, on his legs, on his butt, everywhere, on his whole body. And he's trying not to move in this video, and he's like, like, and everyone's trying to help him, and he's trying to, you know, squirm away because everyone's trying to just, you know, like a Band-Aid, just quickly grab a piece of cactus and rip it out.
You know what? The worst kind of torture possible. Like, at least 200 cactus spikes stuck into his body.
It literally it looked like he was dressed up as a cactus for Halloween. Like it was some sort of, I thought it was like a wind-up video, but this guy's just covered in these cactus
spines. It's full on. So we thought on 13.10.09, when have you been attacked by a plant? So, you know, we're talking like, you know, rose bushes, they're terrible. Actually, surprisingly, lemon trees. If you've ever had to prune one of those, I've gotten a few jabs from mine in the backyard before.
Lemon trees don't have spikes.
Yeah, they do.
If you don't have a properly grafted one, it will have spines on it. If it's just like a dirty, feral, regular lemon that just grows up, that'll have them.
Yep. That's what mine has it.
There's a business for you, Jade. Jade's feral lemons.
Jade's feral lemons.
So, yeah, like maybe, you know, when plant injuries basically is what we're after.
Yep, okay.
Can we take, like, something that's accidentally happened with an axe if you were, you know, chopping down a tree even?
That's different. That's an axe injury. We'll do that tomorrow.
Don't be wasting all the good content.
Yeah, true. Oh, well, if you've had any issues in the backyard lately, maybe you got poisoned, like accidentally by a poisonous bush.
Yeah, perfect story. Taking them after this.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
When plants attack, a.k.a. plant injury stories.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
That's right, because this poor man, he's a cyclist, he accidentally fell into a cacti and he was just covered in little cacti spurs, like chunks of the cactus were actually still attached to his body. It looked like he had this gross, like, you know, goiter or growth coming off his body like a giant wart, like it was feral. So the poor bloke...
thanks for painting that picture for me, Jay.
Oh, these huge chunks.
Well, there were huge chunks. There's no other way to describe it. The poor guy fell into a cacti.
I'm sure
bush.
You could have found a few other ways. There's a couple out there.
Well, on 13.10.09, have you had a plant injury?
Yeah, I remember. So I travelled to India with my parents as a kid.
Yeah.
We were walking at night down this steep path, like down a hill, and I slipped on like a slippery rock and fell into the, just, it wasn't that big a bush, but I just was like, oh, I fell into it. Turned out to be a growth patch of cactus and stinging nettles together. So it was all up my leg and arm, and I spent about 2 hours trying to pick out the little, they were tiny little cactus like spines.
You know what?
Covered in red spots all up my side.
I know that is terrible. Sounds
it was
terrible.
Funny.
You live
later,
to tell
though.
The tale.
Yeah, exactly.
But I would have loved to have been there with the tweezers, like plucking out the little cactus
you're
nettles.
A sicko.
I know.
Katie, when did the plants attack?
It actually was my husband. He went motorbike riding and there was like a vine across the track and he coat hanged himself. And it sort of cut into his neck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we went out for lunch that day and he was pretty miserable after that because, yeah, obviously coat hanged by a vine across the track.
happens. That's when a plant attacks.
It doesn't get worse than that. And some vines, very, very tough.
Mm.
Yeah.
Passion fruit vines, I know they are.
Did you ever watch Batman and Robin? It's just, all I'm thinking about is my vines have a crush on you. Poison Ivy.
That's thank the right you, Katie. Laugh as well.
Thanks, Katie. going to Gabby. Hey, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hello. So, has a plant attacked you?
My dad went out with the attacked plants and it actually got him at the end.
Oh, really? What happened?
Yeah, so he went out once into the garden. There was this sort of like large cactus thing, the gold that he's to cut it down. He cut out the clippers, topped it all up. But what he didn't realize was it's losing this white sap got into his eyes.
Oh.
It was a really nasty, I forget the name for it, but it nearly blinded him.
Oh, my God. Nearly blinded by the cactus.
Do you know what? No amount of clear eyes is fixing that.
No.
I mean, just poor thing. Eyes are terrible.
That's frightening. You know what I always wonder? How many people actually have died from plants? Like, especially back in the day in, like, colonial era in particular.
I've never wondered that once before.
I have, because I think to myself, you know, there would have been the people who were going like, oh, I wonder what if that's edible. And had to eat it, and then they would have been poisoned. I find that sort of stuff fascinating to ponder.
People have tasted everything.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So a lot of people have, you know, probably eaten poisonous plants. And
yeah, for sure. Oh, there you go. Plant injuries. They do like to attack. Up next, we're going to do a little wrap-up of my favourite parts of the election campaign. It's not serious politics, just my favourite grabs from the campaign thus far. So we'll share some of those and have a laugh next here at the Novos.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Well, I feel like I have to stand up.
I know. What a time it's been. Election season comes around in the States, and it's just one of the most entertaining experiences one can experience. Mm. I love it. I loved it in 2016, Trump versus Hillary. It was great. And then, of course, Biden versus Trump. Now, a few things I've noticed, because I watch a lot of this stuff. I'll go home of an afternoon, and I'll pop on YouTube, and I'll go into the deep American politics YouTube hole, and I watch all different variety of different things. So what I thought I'd do this morning is share some of my favourite parts of Trump and Biden. They're very gaff prone, these two.
Yeah, like in terms of like errors or weird things that pop out of their mouths, the both of them.
They say incredible things.
I guess that's what happens when you have two men in their 70s running for the highest office in the land. And, of course, your traditional political candidate, they need to be very polished.
Mm.
Like, their campaigns are so on them. If they make any sort of mistake, it's like the end of the world. So they're very strict. These two, not so much. One of my favourite parts was just recently when Donald Trump found it difficult to pronounce a word. And now, I know this happens to the best of us. You know, Jade, we both mispronounce words sometimes.
Oh, happens to everyone. The time.
But, I mean, this is next level.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, gutless coward.
So that was like a journo's name?
Try and guess what he was trying to say.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've got it here.
Anonymous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good work, Jay. One
Detective
point.
Jay there on the go. Case.
Got it.
That's quite incredible, isn't it? Of course, one of his others and one of my favourite parts of the campaign was when he mispronounced a very large country that we know as Thailand.
Shifting production to Thailand.
Shifting production to Thailand.
Honestly, Thailand's probably a club that he's been to at some point in his life.
Thailand.
Actually, not a bad name for a club in adults only.
Well, like people that have fetish for thighs. Show me your thighs. Come to Thailand.
let's go off to Thailand. The buffet's great.
Poor old Joe Biden. I mean, if he wins the presidency, which, you know, there is a good chance he will, he will become the oldest president president in the history of the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
And how old is he?
77, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
So 77.
Yeah.
So you know, with your grandparents, right? You know how sometimes they just mispronounce people's names?
Yeah.
Like, it's so annoying sometimes. Like, they'll say a name like, my grandma calls this woman Katie. Catty? And I don't know why, where it's come from, but it's just, I don't know.
It's something just an old person's thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, poor old Joe Biden can't even get the name of his running mate right. Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, right? This is the woman that will be running the country with him if he wins. He keeps calling her this.
That's what I asked Kamala.
Kamala.
One hump
That's
or two.
That's what I asked Kamala.
So it's Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
It's a different name.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
You think Kamala. He would get it right, though?
That's what I asked Kamala.
I think Camel Milk's going to be a big business.
That's pretty funny.
That was at the start of the campaign, that one. So I understand. You give him a pass for that
one. Yeah, yeah.
But this one, only last week.
I'm asking for your trust and support in 2020 for Kamala and me.
This is terrible. Like, he still doesn't know her name.
Learn the name of the person that's running the country with you.
Well, don't pick her if you can't.
If you can't say a name, pick someone else.
Don't pick her. Hey, Hamish, do we have an update on the election? Do we have any new states that Biden's won or Trump's won?
No, not particularly. I mean, Wisconsin is the latest one as well. They're claiming for Biden, which does make it a lot easier for him to claim victory. It does make the electoral math a lot clearer.
Yeah,
I mean, it does mean that Trump will need to win, you know, basically all of the undecided states in order to get the 270. But, look, it's still too close to call. And also, too, Supreme Court challenge, it's going to happen. So, you know, this could go on for days, I'm afraid.
What a nightmare. Good for me, though. It's filled my afternoons up.
Yeah,
the rest of the week you're sorted.
We know where Maddie's going to be. If anyone asks me at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, where's Maddie? I'm like, oh, he's at home in front of the TV.
Bucket of KFC.
Yeah.
That's
In bed.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
So, guys, you'd be well aware of the Bunnings jingle.
Yeah,
right?
This infamous. Is
the Bunnings
infamous.
You mean famous?
Yes.
Right, it's a famous like sort of
jangly
kind of organ piano sort of sound. Bunnings Warehouse,
yeah,
no, whatever it is, right?
I've got it for you. Oh no! Oh, there it is. Yeah, this is the extended version. There you go.
Yeah, the
remix.
Everyone knows this. It's like so iconic. It's been on telly for like over 20 years.
Yeah.
Now.
Right. They've been around that long now.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And recently, there's a show on the ABC called The Gruen Transfer, right?
Yeah.
The guys on there managed to track down the guy who actually wrote this song.
Really?
Just for a chat.
Wow.
Just for a chat. And it's fascinating to hear his little story on this song. And he's not the type of person you'd expect to write something like this. I've got a bit of the interview to play and we'll chat more about it next. But this is just a really fascinating little insight into part of our, like, pop culture world.
I love a mind-blowing segment.
This is going to be one of them. We're doing it next.
The Bunnings Jingle Man. Uncovered.
Unmasked.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo. The Novos.
Bit of a miserable start to your day today, isn't it?
Cloudy.
It's been so nice the last couple of days.
Yeah, it is windy here at Sandgate. Looking out the window here.
Beautiful Sandgate.
Trees are rustling.
Mm. Yes, indeed. You're making it sound like Hyde Park in Sydney or something.
The trees are rustling.
Hey, it's time for I Can't Believe It. I
can't believe it.
Bit of a different one today because the songwriter behind, I'm going to call it as maybe one of Australia's best known jingles, is the Bunnings Warehouse jingle.
I mean, what compares?
Yeah, exactly right.
It's pretty terrific.
Name one other.
Yeah, you can't. Exactly right. But the guy who wrote this has been unmasked finally, and he said, in fact, he knew one of these days he'd be tracked down.
He's just been waiting for the call.
Exactly, yeah. So if you see this guy, imagine somebody who does your taxes and then they've knocked off work and they have their one beer in the afternoon.
Light beer.
Light beer, right? That's the sort of thing, you know.
Non-premium light.
Yeah, stripy.
In a mini glass.
Like a sort of stripy button-up shirt, but the arms are rolled up, yeah, right? Okay. So it doesn't look like your typical creative. But he makes a business out of writing jingles for different, like, companies on a tiny little Casio keyboard that looks like something that your mum would have given you for Christmas.
Or like year 7 music class. Yeah.
That's the sort of...
Remember you got one in year 7 and yeah. music? I did anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
if you did.
Yeah, that's the exact sort of thing. In fact, the way that the sounds are, like, hooked up to this keyboard is using floppy disks. So that just gives you an idea of the sort of setup that he's got.
So he's
right?
still using that technology.
Still using it to this day, still writing jingles. Here's a little interview with this guy, and it's just fascinating to get an insight on this
What's
song.
What's his name?
I think it's Will.
Will. Okay, Will.
Hello, my name is Trevor
Hilton. No, Trevor.
I wrote that jingle on a nice sunny afternoon in January 1995. For me, it was just another day at the office, jingling away on this very keyboard, with this very floppy disk, with this very organ sample, this one. And so I rolled tape with my basic track and basically improvised over it like this.
Get free vouchers for Bunnings after this.
I know.
He's really getting into it yeah. by the sounds of
He's
it.
Smashing
isn't he?
It.
Smashing the keys.
And now it's all this.
Kind of amazing, right? He said to this day, 20 whatever years later, he's still like when he walks around his local Bunnings, he's still like whistling it.
Is he getting royalties?
Well, this is what I was going to put to you guys. Mm. I reckon right at the start when Bunnings was just an idea and they were commissioning the jingle.
Yep.
Look, can you do us a deal? We're trying to get this off the ground. Like,
five
we don't
grand.
Have too much of a budget. Look,
yeah.
can you just sell it to us for $5,000? Yeah, look, we'll do it. It's $5,000 cash. I reckon he's getting nothing now.
Zero. They would. I totally agree.
When he's still using a 25-year-old Casio
yeah,
keyboard.
Yeah, true.
Like, if you were getting commission on every time that thing went to air, he'd at least have splashed out for a baby grand piano. Like, you know, yeah. And he wouldn't look like he's, like, the house that he's living in, like, because there's a little interview video, it looks a sort of like a mid-range hotel with, like, you know, those flappy blinds?
Yeah. The three-star.
Yeah, the three-star. not too super deluxe, but not that flash.
There's a pool out in the yard, but
you
it's not
what,
a good
though?
Pool.
It's one of those pools out the front of the hotel.
Yeah, on a highway.
If he's not a real creative, he's not a flashy man, like you said,
yeah.
If it's, he's probably the sort of guy that lives by the motto, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Well, probably
so,
you're right.
You know, that's a great insight to Trevor.
A fascinating, like, little tidbit of our cultural fabric, because we all know that jingle.
We do.
The stories behind the jingles.
And
there's
another
a segment in that.
There is.
A Netflix show.
Maybe. But there's another jingle that a lot of people
Sorry,
Jay, want to know.
Wrapping us up.
It's the cash cocktail jingle we're going to play.
That doesn't have a jingle.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? 13 10 09. If you want to take a shot at $325
wow.
this morning, it's jackpotted up to. So there's three sounds. You correctly guess all three, you win that $325.
Shall we hear them?
Mm-hmm. All the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. And just for guessing, you get your name on the standby list to walk away with our prize of the week.
Yes, which is incredible. From Newcastle Distilling Co., a party starter with their brand new canned cocktails. These things are delicious. You want to win this prize? Mm. One lucky caller end of the week, we'll walk away with that.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's new FM. Cash, cash, money back. Cash,
cash, money back. This is our new game that we've just kicked off this week. So the money jackpots each day. Today, you're playing for $325 on 131009. If you know what any of these sounds are, give us a call to play. You have to get all three sounds correct to walk away with the cash. But the thing is, even just getting on the show, having a crack at the guests, you go on the running to win some delicious cocktail cans from the Newcastle Distillery Co.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Let's go to Irene. Good morning, Irene.
Morning.
Hello, Irene. What do you think the sounds are?
A gurney,
mm-hmm.
Frothing milk, and opening a ironing board.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Irene. Thanks for your call, though.
You're in the running for our prize of the week, which we draw at the end.
Newcastle Distilling Co. Fantastic canned cocktails. These things are delicious. Everyone that gets on air in the draw for those, we'll do that on Friday. News time up next with Hamish. Now, I want to talk about this here because I'm so excited for this next segment.
Oh.
It's called Dedicate a Drink to the Face.
Okay.
So if you're feeling a little bit angry with somebody in your life, maybe it was an ex-boyfriend, a colleague, your parents, anybody, anyone that you're feeling a little, you know, a little bit angry with this week, basically you call up, you dedicate the drink to the face, and Jackson has kindly agreed to throw drinks on behalf of you in our faces. it's out there, but it's fun.
Yeah, this is a way to get back at your ex.
So,
It's like you say there's that person who's really, really stuffed you around in life. They're a real, annoying kind of ex or a bad ex. This is your chance to get back at them.
Sibling.
Yeah, anyone.
Anyone.
If you want to dedicate a drink to the face, call up now. 131009.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
The moment has arrived.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started. This is Jay, Maddie and Creevo.
Oh yes, coming up next, I cannot wait for this one. It's our one-off segment called Dedicate a Drink to the Face. Is someone really annoying you this week? Do you wish in your mind that you could just grab a glass of water and just splash it into their face?
It's a classic move you see in movies.
Always. I've never seen in real life.
No, never. But this is the chance you've all been waiting for, and you can see it happen in real life because we're going to be live streaming it.
Yeah, you can call up right now to the dedicated Drink to the Face hotline on 131009.
It's going to be so
fun. What's going to happen, right? We are the people that will be receiving the drinks to the face. Jackson, you must have been waiting for your chance to do this for a while.
I actually watched Real Housewives sort of videos on YouTube last night and just like perfecting my arm swing and the direction in which to flick the glass.
So we're all going to take turns at copying the drink to the face.
Yeah.
As you said, Jade, we're going to Facebook Live it, so if you're wanting to check that out, you can. And also, maybe it's one of us that's annoyed you this week.
Oh, yeah, you can totally dedicate it to us.
We can take the drink to the face for you.
I encourage that, in fact. All right, well, if you want to dedicate a drink to the face, 131009, we'll do it after this.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Yeah, look, okay. Well, it's about to get very wet in here. It is wet outside today, wet inside the studio. If you would like to dedicate a drink to the face, 131009.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
You're really quite the man. You made my heart break and then made me who I am.
Yeah, we are live on Facebook right now at the New FM Facebook page. This is where you can dedicate a drink to the face for someone that's annoying you this week.
Yeah.
Basically how this works, we'll cop the drink to the face and Jackson is going to throw it.
Yeah, so I'm already kitted up. I already have a garbage bag which we've cut a hole out of, sort of like a dodgy poncho. And I'm at this stage, I'm the only one copping a drink to the face on 131009. So
you better make it fair. Like, someone call up and get one for Maddie and I so that, you know, at least it's shared around.
So this is a real power move. So if you've ever, you know, you've caught your ex cheating and you've always wanted to walk up to them in the club and go, you know, how dare you, you rat, and then throw a drink in the face, you can live through us right now.
New FM, who's this?
It's
Benno. Oh, Benno, hold the line there, mate. We'll come back to you in a second. He wants to dedicate a drink. Excellent.
All right, I'm going to take my glasses off and take my position.
All right.
Oh. Here we go.
Oh, don't forget to take your headphones off, Dave.
So who am I copping one for?
We're about to find out. We're about to find out.
Let's go to Helen this morning. Good morning, Helen. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And you guys?
Doing well. Now, is this something you've dreamed of? You just would love to throw a glass of water in this person's face?
Yeah, I'd probably like to throw more than a glass of water.
Well, we've only got water in here today.
Yeah, yeah, that's legal
Jade's
stuff.
Jade's taking it for me.
Jade's taking it for you today. She's
Jade.
Got her poncho on. Helen said thanks, Jade.
You're welcome, Helen.
Okay, she's Jackson. In position.
This is a great moment.
This is for my ex-husband that can't take any responsibility for his own children.
Oh, that sounds not so great. Now, Jackson, are you ready with the glass of water?
I am. I feel like this is going to be therapeutic for both me and Helen. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's turn this music down.
Okay, Jade is... how are you feeling, Jade, just quickly?
Oh, I'm scared. It's like I'm about to take a bullet.
All right. Do you leave the eyes open or close?
I don't know. Open?
All right. 3, 2, 1. How did that feel, Helen?
That was amazing. Thanks, Jackson. Thanks, Jade.
All right. Helen says thanks. I must be the next one up.
Oh, great. I mean, look, I don't have to do it. That's fantastic. Next up, let's go to Benno. Good morning, Benno.
Good morning, guys.
Now, drink to the face. Who are we dedicating this one to?
To my cheating ex-wife that thought it was dedicated and still thinks nothing's wrong.
Your ex-wife, another one, another scorned partner. Here we go. Crevo is just suiting up in his garbage bag with a hole in the top of it.
This is weirdly more nerve-wracking than you might think. Like, I don't know, I just thought it'd be easy, but I feel nervous now.
It's actually quite refreshing.
Is it?
Yeah, I actually feel much more awake because the water was freezing. You got that from the water cooler.
All right, here we go. Crevo's ready to go. Jackson, drink in hand. 3, 2, 1. Yes! How did that feel, Benno? Drink to the face.
We've got another caller.
Oh, let's take it.
Keep ringing 131009.
New FM, hello.
Hey, have I got time to get a drink to the face?
You
of
do? What's your name?
Rod.
Rod, and who are you dedicating this drink to the face to?
Jade.
Oh, what did I do?
Well, Jade, not real happy with you the other day. I wanted to take money over love.
Oh, okay. You know, that's fair. Look, I apologise for that. I've thought about it in the last couple of days and you know what? I couldn't do it. But I'll still, Maddie will cop it to the face, okay?
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
all right, he's kidding up. He's putting the garbage bag over his head, Rod. This one is for me. But Maddie is taking it
don't
to the face.
Say I don't do anything for you.
And you know what? With Maddie's, like, swished hair, he actually looks like something off New York Fashion Week, like with the garbage bag.
Okay. All right, here Jackson
he
goes.
He looks nervous. All right, Jackson, throw that drink.
Oh! He's copped it good in the face. Well. How did that feel, Rod?
Well, we've been better to you, Jay, but thanks, Maddie.
No worries, man. All right, well, you know, love prevails. Should we keep going?
Do we have more?
I think so. 131009, if you want to dedicate a drink to the face.
New FM, who's this? Nah.
No. No more.
Oh, I'm done. It's actually quite fun.
Jackson, how did it feel? That was quite aggressive.
Yeah. That was an absolute career highlight. I feel like a pent-up anger issues or something. When it came to throwing, I got very into it.
Yeah. You've really felt it? I really felt
it was into the throw. There was a lot of energy there.
Passion in everything that I do.
Oh, look, the phones are still lighting up. Look, we might have to bring this back.
I think so.
All right. What's the goss up next? You can do it from here. What's on the way?
Yeah, I've got to remember what I've got on the way.
That's all right.
That's okay.
He's too excited from throwing drinks.
And I've got to apologise to anyone I upset saying I'd take money over.
Jade, you should just have your opinion. Be proud of it. It's fine.
Right. We're bringing this back tomorrow. If you'd like to register, 13 10 09, just keep on ringing.
Yeah,
Jackson will take your call.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
What's the goss time with producer Jackson?
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, good morning, producer Jackson. You've got all the goss for us today.
Yeah, I finally remember what I have in my goss segment.
I'm going to tell you
very shortly about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello expanding their family. This is so exciting. First, though, Rebel Wilson. Now, she hinted on her Instagram that she's teaming up with Ant Middleton. He's that commando from SAS.
Yeah,
everyone
right.
is like melting down. They're like, oh my God, she's going to be going on SAS. When's this happening? What a great secret. No, she's not, but they do have a show coming out together where they're going to track across Mexico in some sort of Bear Grylls style TV situation.
Oh, wow. That'll be good.
I think it'll be good. She's looking amazing. She announced the news standing on a buggy. Looking very fit as well. She's shed 20 kilos. She looks amazing.
God, everyone is losing weight these days. So many celebs are just dropping those kgs like no tomorrow.
Rebel, Adele.
Yeah.
Maddie.
Oh, wow. There you go.
So here it says, so they're going to do buggy racing, deep sea diving. It's kind of adventurous. I think it'll be funny.
I love that. Do you know what? I think that just is what a great thing to be a part of, you know, experiencing the world, doing different things. I think it's good.
She's super adventurous. So did you see the Instagram video of her the other day dressed up for Halloween with nunchucks?
I did see that.
I would not want to come across her in a back alley. She would whoop you. She'd like punch you in the jaw and it'd go to the next block.
See ya.
Let's move on to Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes expanding their family. I might have hyped this up a little bit. They've got a new puppy.
Oh. You know what? I'm happy to hear that because I thought you were about to tell me they were having a child.
No, that's never going to happen.
So they
posted on Instagram a photo of the golden retriever saying, "Hi, Tarzan." This is going to join their other dogs. They've got a Shih Tzu, a Chihuahua called Eugene, a German Shepherd called Thunder. These are the dogs that pulled Camila Cabello over in the street the other day, dragged her for about 10 metres, and Shawn Mendes didn't bat an eyelid or help her.
That'd be right. It sounds about right. And do you know what? Another dog or a poor Hollywood pet that will join the ranks of divorced Hollywood parents and they just get shafted to one of them.
We'll see what happened to Pistol and Boo.
Well. Well, yes, the most famous. What were they? Were they Chihuahuas?
No, I don't think they were.
Some sort of little, I don't know,
were like
ankle biting things.
Quarantine evaders.
Criminals.
All right. Well, thank you, Jackson.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade,
Maddie and Grevo.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
You don't want to go anywhere after 9 because we have 105 minutes commercial free with producer Jackson.
No. Jason Derulo's got me again with this. I love it.
I like
really
this.
Good.
Nice
Take
team.
You dancing, yeah. It's good. I'm not a good dancer.
He's almost had a career revival in a lot of ways.
Oh, yes. Jason Derulo.
Yeah. 100%.
All thanks to TikTok, right?
Yeah, 100%.
They say it's bad.
And Cats, that movie.
Oh, no,
great.
Cats didn't do it for him.
That almost took him down.
Yeah, put a hole in that boat. Nirvana as well. It's coming up.
and BTS.
Excellent.
What a feel good morning.
It's your official feel good station. No, it isn't.
We just made that up.
No, it's your official at work station.
Oh there we go.
That's what it is.
Tomorrow is the official feel good.
Feel good Friday.
I was thinking of that. See, you were vibing me. Oh, yeah, big mistake. Big mistake.
You'll be in trouble. Up next, guys, we are, of course, talking to our own resident doctor, Dr. Coleman. He answers all of your medical questions, whatever they are, as weird, as wacky, as whatever you want to ask, embarrassing. He'll do it all, and he's on the air next with us.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
All right, Dr. Coleman is here, and he is, of course, here to answer all of your medical questions. Remember, if you're wanting to ask something, you can call up and register with producer Jackson, 131009, or hit us up on Instagram. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Looking forward to the questions.
Oh, yes, we've got some doozies for you today, Doctor. I love these. Let's kick it off with question number one.
I like getting on the booze on the weekends. Do you have a good hangover cure? Sunday mornings are a bitch after a big night out.
She sounds like she had a big one last night.
Yeah, far out.
Yeah, that voice. Look, hangover cures. I think Jeeves the butler used to do a fantastic one, an eggnog. Hangover cures are not easy to come by. They've been long sought throughout the world. They reckon the best cure is to stop having that last drink the night before. I think you've got to hydrate yourself is probably the way to go. So you do get, when you drink a lot of alcohol, you do get quite dehydrated.
Yeah.
And even if you're a bit drunk and you remember when you're going to bed, it's always good to have an extra glass or two of water so you're not quite so dry in the morning. But I think there's no specific hangover cure. You just really take symptoms, medication for
your symptoms. Hey, Dr. Coleman.
Yeah.
I know you're saying drink water. Obviously, it makes sense. But you know how you, like, if you're, unfortunately, you've had gastro or something and they say Hydrolite, take Hydrolites?
Yeah.
Would that help you even faster, though? Because even like Powerade or Gatorade, where the electrolytes are in it?
Look, it's a good thought. I don't think it's specific for hangovers, though.
Yeah, right.
So certainly that is good for gastro. So when you have gastro, you lose a lot of salt and sugar as well as the water. So when you're vomiting, diarrhea, that sort of thing. If you're vomiting a lot the night before, then certainly that could be helpful. But purely for the hangover, the headache you get and the brain effects, I don't think that's particularly any better than water.
Water and paracetamol.
Hey, Doctor, quick question. I have a friend of mine that swears by those hangover clinics where you go in the next day and you get a bag of, you know, saline or whatever it is. Do they work, do you think?
Look, I mean, it's sort of a high-tech, sort of amazing-sounding thing. I guess, to stop the dehydration, again, it would do the trick. And I guess if you're feeling very nauseated the next morning and you find it hard to hold down any fluids, then that probably would work in that sense. But, if you're holding down your water, then you probably save yourself the IV drip.
All right, very interesting. Let's get into question number two.
From Jono.
Hey, so I heard you guys talking about roadkill the other day, and I'm kind of interested in trying it. Is there any danger in cooking it? If I do it well, can I get rid of, the bacteria and stuff?
So, Doctor, yesterday on the show, or the day before, we were talking about this man over in the UK who picks up roadkill, cooks it up and eats it. And apparently a lot of people do this with, kangaroos and the like. So, is it safe?
Yeah, well, look, you're talking to a bloke who has lived a lot of his life in the Northern Territory, and it's a very territorial thing to do. So it's been done, with buffalo and kangaroos and things on the side of the road. Look, it all depends, really. It's not intrinsically always unsafe. It really depends on how long it's been there. I mean, it sounds awful, but it's... if you do hit a roux or something in the car and you're there at the time, then really there's not much difference in the meat compared to, you know, your livestock meat. Whereas if you just sort of drive me along and you come across something that's had time for flies to land on it and bacteria to get into the meat, then I certainly wouldn't recommend it. It's risk, there's no doubt.
Yeah, okay.
Very interesting. So fresh is good. Old flat snake jerky, it's a no.
When you say fresh is good, I don't know really the doctor is suggesting that people should go out and get the same
Less risky is what you're saying.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
There you go. Dr. Coleman back on the show next week. And as Krivo said, if you have a question for Dr. Coleman, slide into our DMs on Instagram at Jade Maddie Krivo. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Doctor.
But right now, we are going into Cash Cocktail 131009. If you want to play, this is where we have three sounds in our cocktail shaker. If you guess all three sounds correctly, you can walk away with $325.
Do we have a real cocktail shaker in here, Jay?
Yes.
How do you put the sounds in a cocktail shaker?
You just can, okay? It's a game.
Less questions, more playing.
Let's hear the noise.
There you go. So 131009, if you know any of those questions, we're going to have to work together to win the money.
The jackpot today, $325.
And obviously, if you get on air with us anyway, you go into the draw for the end of the week where you can walk away with a pre-mixed cocktail mix in cocktail cans from the Newcastle Distilling Co.
Very good. Call now, 131009.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. The Novos Cash Cocktail.
It's your chance to win cash.
And only on Newcastle's new FM.
And we're going straight to the phones with Angela this morning on 131009. You guess all three sounds correctly, you walk away with $325.
Excellent. Thank you.
Oh, do you want to hear them again, Angela?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, off you go. What do you think they are?
Okay, so I'm going with the cocktail theme. I'm thinking maybe some pouring the spirit into the blender or the cocktail jug,
yeah.
Putting some ice in and then turning the machine on and mixing it all together.
So all that was all the three sounds?
Do you know what?
Yep.
You're incorrect, Angela, but let me tell you, 10 points, and thank you for that, for thinking outside the box.
You're very creative smart. With this.
Very
exactly.
smart.
Oh. So no worries. Thank you.
That could be a clue. That could be a clue. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Well, we'll put those clue incorrect guesses on our website, newfm.com.au. The kitty jackpot's tomorrow to $350. That's what you'll be playing for. And, of course, anyone
sorry,
who gets on the air goes into the draw to win a cocktail can, all thanks to the Newcastle Distilling Co. That is
not
it
a single
us.
One, 12 of them.
Oh, wow, 12.
Yeah, party starter.
Yeah, it's a party starter.
Oh, it's a party starter.
Newcastle Distilling Co.
Boom. Thanks,
very
guys.
105 commercial free kicking off in minutes. Jackson,
yeah.
Hello.
Good morning. I haven't heard this in a while.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Did you see the picture of him in drag?
No.
His Halloween costume. Wow.
Was it amazing? What was it?
He dressed up as Cardi B.
Yeah. You got to check it out.
Really good.
Okay, I'll have a look at that. I didn't dress up as anything on Halloween. Maybe I'll get some inspo there.
You just went as yourself. Ah!
Yeah, a little name tag.
Scary enough.
Of Monster... Oh, thank you. That's a bit of an insult. Of Monsters and Men, Little Talks. We'll be having one of those after the show, Krivo.
Oh, excellent.
Sergeant Slick as well. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Oh, my God, I've just Googled it. It does look amazing.
Right?
Yeah, really cool.
Do you think you could pull it off?
Me?
Yeah.
It's a no from me.
Okay.
But, I mean, good on him.
Yeah, I mean, looks good. It's Newcastle's official at work station. Keep it right here on UFM. And don't forget, catch up with the show on our podcast. You can search The Novos wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah,
it really helps.
Thanks for hanging with us, everyone.
All right,
thank you.
See ya.
Have a great day. How polite, Jade.
Yeah.
Aww. You're rushing, Maddie. Hurry up,
the toilet.
Jade, Maddie, and Creezo, The Novos.